AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Research shows tariffs are hitting the bottom line. And the AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
New research shows mid-sized U.S. companies pay far more in Trump-era tariffs. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute says tariff payments for mid-sized firms tripled over the past year. The report says these businesses may have to raise prices, cut hiring, or accept lower profits. Researchers also see signs companies are shifting purchases away from China and towards other parts of Asia. The study adds to other work, including New York Fed research that says U.S. firms and consumers bear most tariff costs. The White House has sharply criticized that claim. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In California, 8 backcountry skiers were found dead and one is still missing after they were caught in an avalanche Tuesday. Here's Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon at a news conference.
But the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery. It's a difficult conversation to have with loved ones.
6 were rescued hours after the avalanche hit. Authorities say it's the nation's deadliest in nearly half a century. At the Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics, the U.S. men's hockey team defeated Sweden and Canada beat the Czech Republic in overtime to reach the semifinals. Former Prince Andrew has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor had been stripped of his royal titles because of his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He's consistently denied any wrongdoing in connection with his friendship with Epstein. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports some driving schools are closing.
The Transportation Department says more than 550 driving schools must close over safety failures. The department says investigators found these schools hired unqualified instructors, failed to adequately test students, and had other safety issues. The government has been aggressively going after states that handed out commercial driver's licenses to immigrants who shouldn't have qualified for them following a fatal crash in Florida in August. Both the American Trucking Association and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association praised the decisive action to shut down what it called sham schools that aren't meeting basic safety standards. Another 97 schools are currently under investigation for compliance issues. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.